Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson 11, which is chapter 11 in your book, and it's on the book of Colossians. The objectives of this particular lesson are this, that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Colossians, identify to whom the book of Colossians was written, state the purpose for the book of Colossians, write the key verses of the book of Colossians from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Colossians. Now, as far as the introduction, the author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to the believers in Colossae who were to share the letters with believers at Laodicea. The purpose was to deal with doctrinal issues in the church. The key verses are found in chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The life and ministry principles are that Christ is all and is in all. The main characters were Paul, Tysius, Onesimus, Aristarchus, Marcus, Justus, Epaphras, Luke, Demas, Nymphas, and Aripicus. And now for today's outline. The introduction starts in chapter 1, and point A, we have the greetings, and subpoint number 1 from Paul and Timothy. Point 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ in Colossae. 3, grace and peace from God in Jesus. B, thanksgiving. Point C, Paul's prayer for the Christians at Colossae. Point 1, continual. Point 2, desiring that they might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Point 3, that they might walk worthy of the Lord. Point 4, that they might be fruitful in every good work. Point 5, that they might increase in the knowledge of God. Point 6, that they be strengthened with all might unto patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And point 7, that thanks be given to the Father. Point A, for making us partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. B, for delivering us from the power of darkness. And C, for translating us into the kingdom of his Son. In Roman numeral number 2, we have the person and work of Jesus. Point A, we have the Lord of creation. And subpoint 1, in relation to its origin. And 2, in relation to its continuity. Point B, the Lord of the church. Subpoint 1, head of the body. 2, the beginning. 3, the firstborn from the dead. 4, he is to have preeminence in all things. And 5, in him all fullness dwells. In point number C, we have the reconciler. In point 1, he has made peace through the blood of his cross. Point 2, he has reconciled all things to himself, both in the earth and heaven. In point 3, those alienated by wicked works, he has reconciled. In point 4, through his death, we can be presented. So we can be presented holy, unblameable, and point C, unreprovable in his sight. Point 5, we are to continue in the faith. And point A, we're to be grounded, B, settled, and C, not moved from the gospel, which was, point 1, heard by them, 2, preached to every creature, and 3, whereby Paul was made a minister. In Roman numeral number 3, we have God's minister of reconciliation. Point A, we have sufferings, both physical, point 1, and with spiritual purpose, point 2. And B, we have minister of the mystery of Christ. Point 1, the circumstances of his ministry. And 2, the message of his ministry, which were point A, mystery of God. And point B, Jesus himself. Then point 3, we have the methods of his ministry. Point A, preaching. B, warning. C, teaching. Point four, we have the goal of his ministry, which is presenting every man perfect in Jesus. Point five, the power behind his ministry, striving according to his working, which worketh mightily. Now for point number C, we're going into chapter number two. We have the desire for the unity and stability in Christ. Point one was dealing with his striving for the believers. Point A at Colossae, point B at Laodicea, and C for those he has not seen. Point two, the persons for whom he strives, God the Father and Christ. Point three, the purpose of the striving are this. Point A, that their hearts might be converted. B, that they might be knit together in love. C, that unto all riches of all assurance of understanding. And finally, in point D, that they might understand the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that is hid in Christ. In point E, to present them from being beguiled by enticing words. F, that they might be steadfast in the faith. G, that they might walk in Christ. H, that they would be rooted in him. I, that they would be built up in him. J, that they would be established in the faith as they were taught. And K, that they would abound therein with thanksgiving. In Roman numeral number four, we have Christ's lordship over false teaching. Point A, Lord of every power. Point one, philosophy. Point two, over vain deceit. Three, over traditions of men. And four, over the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Point A, in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. B, ye are complete in him. And C, he is the head of all principality and power. Point B speaks of the new life. Point number one would be the circumcision of the heart. Two, buried with him in baptism. Three, risen with him through faith. Four, quickened together with him. Five, all trespasses forgiven. Six, eliminating the ordinances against us. Point number C, we have conqueror of principalities and power. Point one, spoiled them. Point two, made a show of them openly. And point three, triumphing over them. Point D, practices denying Christ's lordship. Point number one, ritual, which are point A, meat, B, drink, C, holy days, D, new moon, and E, Sabbath days. Point two deals with angel worship. It says a person who practices this is point A, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, B, is vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and C, not holding Christ as his head. Point one, from which the body has nourishment. Two, by whom we are knit together in love. And three, by whom we increase with the increase of God. Point three, we have subject to rudiments of this world. Point A, we are not to be subject to them. B, what they concern. C, the commandments and doctrines of men. Point D, they are an outward show. Point one, of wisdom in will worship. Two, of humility. Of three, of neglecting the body. And four, of not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Now, number four, we get into chapter number three, and we're dealing with worldly, temporal affections. Point A says to seek those things which are above. And B, to set your affections on things above, not on this earth. Point C, this is possible because of your union with Christ. Point one, past, because you were raised with Christ. Point two, the present, because your life is now hid in Christ, in God. And three, the future, when Christ shall appear, that ye shall also appear with him in glory. In Roman numeral number five, we deal with Christ's lordship and the Christian life. Point A, we are responsible to mortify our fleshly desires. Point B, the wrath of God comes on those who disobey and walk in these desires. And point C, in times past, we walked in these sinful ways, but now we have put them off. Point D deals with the old life to put off, which are these. Number one, fornication. Two, uncleanness. Three, inordinate affection. Four, evil concupiscence. Five, covetousness, which is idolatry. Six, anger. Seven, wrath. Eight, malice. Nine, blasphemy. 10, filthy communication out of your mouth. And 11, lies. And here's what the new life is that we are to put on. That's point A. The new man, point A, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him, and B, in whom there is no division. Point two, bowels of mercies. Three, kindness. Four, humbleness of mind. Five, meekness. Six, long-suffering. Seven, forbearing. Eight, forgiveness. Nine, charity. 10, the peace of God. 11, unity in the body. 12, thankfulness. 13, God's word dwelling in you richly. Point A, in all wisdom. Point B, teaching. C, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And point number 14, good works. Point A, both word in word and deed. B, to be done in the name of Jesus. And C, giving thanks to God. In point number F, we have special situations. Point number one, at home. It deals with point A, wives. B, husbands. C, children. And D, fathers. Then it deals with, in point number two, with work relationships. Point A, obey your masters. B, serve as unto Christ. C, masters are to give servants that which is just and equal. And three, general guidelines. Point A, to do all as unto the Lord and not unto men. B, to recognize that you serve the Lord and from him you will receive your reward. And C, understand that those who do wrong will receive justice from God. Then in chapter number four, we go into the final instructions. Point A, the duty of prayer. Point number one, responsibility to continue in prayer. Two, to watch with thanksgiving. Three, to pray for open doors for the spreading of the gospel. Point B, duty of the witness. Point one, proper walk in wisdom. Two, proper use of time. Three, proper speech. Point number A, with grace. B, seasoned with salt. And C, with knowledge of how to answer every man. In Roman numeral number 8, we have the closing. Point A, personal greetings. Number 1, the bearers of this letter. Point A, Tychius. B, Onesimus. 2, greetings from his companions. 3, salutations to the Laodiceans and a command to have the epistle read there. 4, a special message to Asclepius. B, salutation, number one, by the hand of Paul. 2, request to remember his bonds. And 3, grace be unto you. So that is it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.